Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sherman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Fred Sherman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley strikes out. Hill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foley out. 2 outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer bunts towards the mound. Sherman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mercer moves to third. Spear moves to second. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mercer scores. Spear scores. Montanez moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mackinnon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Falcone strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Thomason moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote strikes out. 1 out. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montanez is hit by the pitch. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montanez moves to third. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Giants, 2. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackanin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mackanin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Mackanin. The throw from Hill and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomason strikes out. 2 outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sherman fires to first and has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Foley who tags Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote bunts towards the mound. Falcone juggles the ball. That's an error on Falcone. Parrish moves to third. Foote moves to second. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foote scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Expos. Jose Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer strikes out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. 2 outs. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Charlie Williams now pitching. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill fires to second and picks off Bailey for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mackanin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mackanin strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Arnold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Worthen strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Foote. The throw from Hill and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthen covering, for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Montanez hits a line drive towards first. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jake Brown pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Jake Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Brown reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.